Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Alicia?
No, you're not.
Okay. Just to confirm, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York.
Arizona.
Thank you. Okay. In what year were you born?
57.
1957. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Certain, almost certain. Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Well, I mean, just everything, but I mean, the economy, let's put it that way.
The economy, okay. Thank you. I'm just making some notes here. Alrighty. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Joe Biden, okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first name that I have is Donald Trump.
Okay, what is the least amount? 0?
Yes, scale is from 0 to 100. 0. Okay, how about Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Ruben, Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Biden, the Republican Party, that they're prejudiced. Let's put it that way. Go ahead.
All right. But in that case, you say Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, would you say much more or somewhat more?
Okay. Now, repeat that, please.
Oh, yes. You said that you trust more Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, correct?
Right. Yes.
All right. Okay. Would you say that much more than the Republican Party or somewhat more than the Republican Party?
Much more. I trust them 100% than the Republican Party.
All righty. Thank you. I appreciate that. Moving on. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first statement I have is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I agree.
Okay, would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay? President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
I disagree. I mean, agree on you should.
Somewhat agree?
Yeah.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that the undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
No, I disagree on that.
Would that be a strongly disagree or somewhat?
Yeah, a strongly disagree. It should not be okay. A significant thing. Yeah.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
I somewhat disagree. He should not have to.
Somewhat disagree, you said?
Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Strongly disagree. He should not have to.
Strongly disagree. All right. Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. First statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree to that statement.
I disagree to that statement.
Would that be somewhat
strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting equitable policy programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. So I will go ahead and read to you some statements based on that. You tell me if that statement makes you more or less likely to vote for him on the upcoming election this year. The first statement I have is, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
I agree.
Okay, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I would vote for him.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work in essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I would somewhat disapprove or whatever.
All right. The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely. I'm sorry. Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
You said much more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
I appreciate it. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
You said much more likely?
Yes.
I appreciate it. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
I'm sorry, just much more likely?
Yes.
Thank you. We're breaking up a little bit. I apologize.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
I'm sorry. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concern, or not at all concern about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. How concerned are you about that statement? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
I'm very concerned, highly concerned about that.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Slightly concerned.
Would you say somewhat concerned?
Somewhat, then yes, somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm highly concerned.
Very concerned, okay.
Yeah,
Donald
yeah,
Trump?
Yeah. Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That.
Don't worry. Don't worry. There are so many options, I don't mind repeating them. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of the asylum, internment camps near to the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Slightly concerned.
Somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned, yeah.
Thank you. I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first approach that I have is, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been living in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Joe Biden's or Donald Trump's?
Joe Biden's.
All right. Would you say that is much closer or somewhat closer to your own view?
It matches my concern. Is that what it, yes, matches?
Oh, the question is asking, like, which approach comes closer to your own view?
Okay, Biden does.
Right.
Biden does. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, Biden. Okay, so his approach is much closer than
Biden. Yeah, his approach is much closer, yeah.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
100% Democrat Joe Biden.
I appreciate it. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is on this country without papers?
Personally, no, I don't.
You do not? Okay, thank you.
I do not.
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information? So I will give you a list. And you will just tell me if you use these stores to get your news or information. Instagram, Facebook, Fox News channel or website, TikTok, Univision or Telemundo, MSNBC or CNN or other major news network channels or websites, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs.
Well, yeah, oh. I can save you the time. All I watch is the TV news.
TV news, like the network? Okay.
Yeah,
yes, the only one?
The local state news. Let's put it that way.
Okay, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Okay, I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yes, of course. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
I guess the United States. I mean...
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or any other country?
I was born in the United States land.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or any other country?
No.
Both parents born on mainland?
Yes, both parents.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
Only English, always English.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat all the way.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Completed high school.
Thank you. What is your religion, if any?
Lutheran.
I'm sorry, you were cutting off.
I'm a Lutheran.
Thank you. All right. You said Lutheran, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Sandy or Sandra, whatever way, I don't know what, either one.
All right. You said Sandy?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
That's hard to say. I mean, I guess you can. If I'm home, I can't say for sure if I'd be home, though. So it's probably
okay. Alrighty. Well, in that case, thank you so much for the time, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, and you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.